the wheelbarrow adventure on Everest. In the picturesque village at the base of Mount Everest, a rumor had spread that sparked an unusual challenge. Everyone was buzzing about Wally the wheelbarrow and how it might be possible to ride it down the great mountain's snowy slopes. Little Sarah, curious and imaginative, was particularly fascinated by the idea of wheeling down Everest. "That sounds like a silly adventure," she exclaimed, her eyes wide with wonder. Sarah shared the idea with Grandpa Steve, the oldest and wisest toymaker in the village. "Sarah, my dear, mountains like Everest are for climbers with strong legs and brave hearts, not for wheelbarrows," he chuckled, setting out his favorite handmade toys. But Sarah's imagination wouldn't rest. She crafted a little toy wheelbarrow from lollipop sticks and soft yarn. "Look, Grandpa," she said with a giggle, "Wally is ready to conquer Everest." They both laughed, and with a "ready, set, go," Sarah gently slid little Wally down a mound of snow in their backyard. Their game went on, with Wally braving snowy knolls and frozen streams, while Sarah and Grandpa Steve embarked on a make-believe journey, meeting toy yaks and snowmen along the way. As the sun began to set, painting the snowy peaks gold, Sarah and Grandpa Steve returned to their warm cottage. "We don't need to go to Everest when we have our own adventures right here," Sarah said with a contented sigh. Grandpa Steve smiled, tucking her in with her toy wheelbarrow by her side. That night, Sarah dreamt of Wally the wheelbarrow's grand adventure, all the while knowing that some journeys are best taken in the heart and through the power of imagination.